The African guitarist, singer, and bandleader known as Franco was that continent's first modern international pop music superstar. He sustained a busy career from when he was 18 in 1956 until his death in 1989 at age 51. Yet he remains little known in America. He never found a U.S. record label to support him, and he did only two brief tours here in the mid-80s. Music critic Milo Miles explains how two recent Franco collections, the best ever made, finally could establish him in this country.
Now that Nigerian Afrobeat originator Fela Kuti has a hit Broadway play devoted to him, it's safe to say he's finally edged into the pop culture pantheon, a dozen years after his death. It's an open question whether an even bigger star in Africa, who's been dead even longer, the Congo soukous master Franco, will ever get the same acclaim. He deserves it, but he doesn't translate as well, and not only because he never sang in English. Even so, two recent collections, Francophonic Volume 1 and Volume 2, make a powerful case through music and performance alone that Franco was an irresistible force, the sorcerer of the guitar, as he was called. When Franco started out in the 50s, jazz was a generic term in the Congo for modern music, and his band was called OK Jazz. They could be wonderfully sweet even when loudly boasting, as in this early hit that describes their effect on audiences. Translated, it says, "You come in okay, you leave KO'd." The early style of Franco and other groundbreaking bandleaders like Grand Kale was called Congolese rumba, but that was about as exact a term as jazz. The music mixed several Latin styles and several indigenous folk modes, all the blends being very easy to dance to, though not as familiar to American ears as, say, Fela's funk and soul influences. One of Franco's strengths was that even after he became a wealthy star, he kept the sound of OK Jazz stripped down and propulsive. No string sections, no heavy electronics. During the 70s and 80s, he downplayed the standard horn section and underscored the interplay of three electric guitars in a jamming section called the Seben. These hot licks workouts became so popular the music was given a new name, soukous, and Franco was without question the Grand Master. With help from Ken Brown's liner notes, it's easy to make out Franco's social role as a popular musician. Like the honky-tonk country performers and the first electric blues players in America, Franco celebrated, exhorted, and comforted a vast audience that was moving from the traditions of rural life to the harsh jumble of urban striving. The Congo and much of Africa was throwing off colonialism and trying to get a grip on the modern marketplace at the same time. How not to foolishly waste your cash was a regular Franco theme, but so was how to spend it. Here's the catchiest Volkswagen commercial you'll ever hear, Asda. Toko kiko lobao, toko kiko yeba, toko kiko
osomba vewe na azda 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 kombo ya sika bazai wa mapesi kombo ya difko ekunda milelo toponi azda toko kiko loba toko kiko yemba toko kiko somba vewe na azda 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 kombo ya sika bazai wa mapesi kombo ya difko ekunda milelo toponi azda.
The Francophonic collections feature the most vibrant, full sound of any Franco releases, particularly on the vintage sides. Volume 2 is a recommended introduction. All of the Francophonic cuts present sweet choruses, tart horn sections, and the great sorcerer's guitar swirling through everything, presenting Franco as he always wanted to be, larger than life, stronger than death.
Milo Miles lives in Boston. He reviewed Francophonic, Volumes 1 and 2.